Universities face brain drain as AI professors weigh lucrative tech company offers. Academic AI research is fracturing under the weight of compute costs, federal funding cuts, and a frontier that has migrated entirely to private balance sheets. And the fissure is creating both risk and opportunity for investors who understand where the next breakthrough will come from. The Schmidt Sciences AI 2050 program convened its fellows in Mountain View, California, in August 2026, and the picture that emerged was not one of scientific triumph. It was one of structural displacement. The researchers gathered there, among the most accomplished AI academics in the world, were grappling with a research environment reshaped by forces that no university budget can easily counter. GPU costs that universities cannot afford, frontier models that private companies will not open, and a federal funding environment in the United States that has contracted. The convening, reported by MIT Technology Review writer Grace Huckins, is a data point that institutional investors should treat as a signal about where AI value creation will and will not occur in the next decade. Nika Hadalab, a computer science professor at UC Berkeley, framed the situation in terms that cut through abstraction. Working in AI academia today resembles being a biologist in a world where private companies hold exclusive control over CRISPR. The analogy is precise. It describes a market structure, not merely a funding complaint. The core tension: universities cannot train frontier models. Private labs will not share model internals. The academic pipeline that historically seeded industry with foundational breakthroughs is narrowing, and no one in either sector has announced a structural solution. This matters beyond the university quad. The AI 2050 program offers fellows GPU funding, a benefit participants cited explicitly as a primary draw. That a privately funded initiative run by Eric and Wendy Schmidt has become a material factor in whether top researchers can conduct basic experiments is a commentary on the state of public science infrastructure. Federal retreat has handed agenda setting to private funders the reduction of federal scientific funding in the United States, noted at the AI 2050 convening, is not a background condition. It is an active force reshaping who sets the research agenda. When public money retreats, private money fills the gap, but on private terms. The Schmidt Sciences program is one example. Anthropic's internal research teams are another. OpenAI's publication last week, disclosing that its unreleased Astra model had solved 10 long-running mathematics problems, with each proof costing approximately $2,000 worth of tokens to generate, is a third. That last figure is instructive. The compute cost to generate a single mathematical proof at frontier capability runs to thousands of dollars per output. For an academic lab running repeated experiments across a research program, the cumulative cost is prohibitive. For OpenAI, it is a rounding error on an infrastructure budget measured in billions. The gap is not narrowing. Anjali Field, a computer science professor at Johns Hopkins, has adapted her research strategy accordingly. She focuses on problems that commercial labs have no financial incentive to address, a category that includes bias analysis of the kind she recently conducted. Her study found that language models produce less sophisticated responses to prompts phrased in patterns more commonly associated with women than with men. Terms of that study were not publicly disclosed in financial terms, but the research design itself reflects a rational response to structural constraints. The implication for capital allocation: private labs are funding what generates revenue. Academic labs are funding what generates scrutiny of private labs. Those are not complementary pipelines. They are competing epistemologies about what AI research is for. Google DeepMind's AlphaFold disbanding signals a reallocation of scientific capital. One concrete event from the AI 2050 convening deserves more analytical weight than it received in the source reporting. The team at Google DeepMind that built AlphaFold, a protein structure prediction model that won a Nobel Prize, was disbanded last month. Details of the restructuring were not disclosed, and the financial terms of any staff transitions were not public. The signal, though, is clear. DeepMind, which spent years building credibility in scientific AI by publishing foundational research, is reallocating resources. AlphaFold was a prestige project that cemented DeepMind's scientific reputation and arguably justified Alphabet's acquisition multiple. Now it is gone. The implication is that even within the most research-oriented of the frontier labs, the calculus has shifted toward applications that generate near-term commercial return. For private equity and institutional investors, this opens a specific gap. Specialized scientific AI, the category of models that analyze biological data, simulate physical systems, or generate predictions in narrow domains, is now partially orphaned. Academic labs face compute constraints. Frontier labs are pulling back from pure science. The middle ground, well-funded specialist AI companies with deep domain expertise and no requirement to train general-purpose frontier models, is where capital should be looking. China's data deficit amplifies the structural advantage of Western academic networks. The AI 2050 story does not exist in isolation. Published 2 days earlier, reporting from the Next Web documented a data scarcity problem in China that reframes the global competitive picture. Chinese accounts for just 1.3% of global web content, against nearly half for English, according to internet tracker W3Techs. Epic AI estimates that the worldwide supply of high-quality publicly available text could be exhausted within 6 years. Yu Xiaohui, president of the state-affiliated China Academy of Information and Communications Technology, stated that competition in the AI era is not only about models and computing power, but also about high-quality data supply systems. Beijing's National Data Administration unveiled a plan in June 2026 to build validated national AI training datasets by 2028, covering manufacturing, energy, healthcare, finance, agriculture, autonomous driving, and embodied AI. Terms of the investment were not disclosed. The contrast with the Western academic situation is stark. Western universities, even under funding pressure, sit within an ecosystem that produced nearly half the world's indexed web content in English. The AI 2050 fellows at UC Berkeley, Johns Hopkins, and Carnegie Mellon are embedded in that ecosystem. Their research outputs, their datasets, their domain expertise represent a form of data infrastructure that China is actively spending to replicate and cannot easily acquire through hardware workarounds. Caption: selected data points illustrating the structural asymmetries in global AI resource competition, August 2026. OpenAI's Astra and the risk disclosure that academic labs cannot replicate OpenAI's disclosure that its Astra model may qualify for a critical cybersecurity risk designation under its own preparedness framework adds another dimension to the academic vs. lab divide. Under that framework, a critical designation applies if a model can identify zero-day exploits in hardened real-world critical systems across multiple severity levels without human assistance. OpenAI stated it cannot rule out that Astra meets this threshold, making it the first of its models to approach that designation. GPT-5-6 Sol and earlier algorithms received a high rating, one tier below. OpenAI's response: restricting Astra's network access, running it in sandboxed environments, strengthening encryption of model weights, and notifying government agencies and AI safety organizations, is a response that only a well-capitalized private lab can operationalize. No academic institution has the security infrastructure to responsibly develop, test, or contain a model at this capability level. That is not a criticism of academia. It is a structural observation that defines where frontier risk and frontier value now lives. The Placamium view the academic AI crisis documented at the AI 2050 convening is not primarily a story about science. It is a story about where value is concentrating and where it is not. Our thesis: the hollowing out of academic AI research creates a specific category of investable opportunity that most generalist private equity funds are not yet pricing correctly. The opportunity is not in frontier model companies, which require capital structures that only the largest technology funds can support. It is in three adjacent layers. First, compute intermediaries serving academic and mid-tier commercial researchers. The AI 2050 Fellow cited GPU access as a primary benefit of the program, a signal that demand for affordable, research-grade compute is unmet and growing. Companies that can aggregate and redistribute GPU capacity below hyperscaler pricing have a captive market in every university research department in the world. Second, specialized scientific AI companies operating in domains that frontier labs are exiting. The disbanding of the AlphaFold team at DeepMind is a template, not a one-off. As frontier labs concentrate on general-purpose models with commercial applications, domain-specific AI in genomics, materials science, climate modeling, and precision agriculture becomes orphaned at the frontier and underfunded in academia. The gap is a greenfield for specialist operators. Third, data infrastructure businesses serving non-English markets. The 1.3% figure for Chinese web content is not just a Chinese problem. Spanish accounts for 6% of web content and Japanese for 5%, against nearly half for English. Any language community building serious AI capability must solve a data supply problem. Companies that build, curate, license, or validate non-English training datasets are sitting on a constraint that Beijing is treating as national security infrastructure. That framing should inform how Western investors think about valuation. The second-order play is this: if the next material AI breakthrough comes from a resource-constrained academic lab, as MIT Technology Review's Huckins explicitly raises as a possibility, the commercialization pathway will not run through traditional technology licensing. It will run through acqui-hires, spin-outs, and IP licensing, deals of the kind that private equity firms with sector depth and university relationships are positioned to capture before strategic buyers move. The talent and the ideas are still in the academy. The money has left. That arbitrage will eventually close, and the closing will create transactions. The bottom line: the AI 2050 convening in Mountain View in August 2026 is a leading indicator, not a lagging one. Academic AI research is not declining gradually. It is being structurally outcompeted by private labs, with compute advantages measured in orders of magnitude, and simultaneously squeezed by federal funding withdrawal. The researchers adapting fastest are those, like Field at Johns Hopkins, who are deliberately occupying the research territory that private labs have no financial motive to enter. That territory is not economically worthless. It is the territory where AI bias, safety, and specialized scientific application live, and it is where regulatory and reputational risk for the frontier labs originates. For institutional capital, the frontier model trade is crowded and capital-intensive. The specialist scientific AI trade, compute infrastructure for research, non-English data supply, and domain-specific model development in fields that DeepMind and OpenAI are deprioritizing, is where the risk-adjusted opportunity sits in the second half of this decade. Position before the acqui-hire wave begins.